Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, good news today. Evidently, LeBron James has wrapped up his research and has gotten vaccinated. So, that, I think, is going to be a good thing. I don't quite know what research LeBron was doing. Not sure. I would love to see the reading list that came along with that research. But I'm going to give him credit for coming out and saying, look, we got to do it. I kind of think it was the money. Just kind of throwing that out there. Just a thought. But if that's the research that gets you there, evidently that's what's going to get us there. And if you look across the NBA, like 90% of the NBA is vaccinated. But the story is Kyrie Irving or some other person. When 90% of the people are vaccinated, somehow the message is, well, these few stragglers, these few outliers. Like we talked about yesterday, you got the healthcare system in North Carolina, 175 fired in the largest mass firing ever. You read the story, it was out of 35,000 employees, which meant like 99% of them had already been vaccinated. It's crazy where we are. And here to share some thoughts on just how crazy this is and maybe how we get the push to get us over the hurdle, I've asked Jill Rosenthal to come talk with us. Jill is the Director of Public Health at the Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org, their website. Jill, thanks for taking some time for us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here, Rick.
So let's start with LeBron James. I think it's a good thing. I think finally, about time, should have happened a little bit sooner, I was hoping for. But he's a powerful guy, got a lot of followers, especially in the African-American community. I think this is a good thing.
Absolutely. I would agree with you 100%. I think, you know, if nothing else, it shows that people need to get there when they're ready. And people get vaccinated for different reasons. And I don't know what research he did, but we hear that speaking to people that you trust is something that helps people get there. We've had lots of conversations about the kinds of information people need to feel comfortable if they see others in their community, and it worked for him and it got him where we're glad he's there. So we can be happy for that.
No, and look, he's a guy who clearly has access to the the best medical care, the best medical advice, the best resources possible. And the message hopefully that comes out of that is, LeBron did his due diligence. Maybe others fall along. Because I had this interesting conversation today, in talking about LeBron. And there were people going, well, why aren't black men getting vaccinated at the same rates as everyone else? Because evidently the numbers are really low. And I could only think that it has something to do with how badly broken our healthcare system is. And that a lot of people don't have access to family doctors or regular healthcare in a provider that they trust.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a number of factors, and you're pointing out some of them are access to the medical system. Some of it has to do with structural barriers, mistrust. I mean, the recent information is actually really interesting on the vaccination rates, and it's showing that the racial disparities have really kind of evened out, and they're not like they were at the beginning. When we saw really big disparities in terms of who was getting COVID, and then we saw that follow up with who was getting vaccinated, those disparities in race are not so big anymore. So I think that we've done a good job of finding ways to encourage people, provide incentives, and make the vaccine accessible and convenient and available to people.
No, that's a good thing. I'm glad to hear that. Because look, if we're going to get past this, we've all got to get past it. We've all got to be in this together and moving together in a somewhat cohesive manner. Now, the president they're in the process of issuing a temporary emergency mandate through OSHA to make sure that all workers are vaccinated, especially healthcare workers. And I pointed out a minute ago that the fact that you had this healthcare system in North Carolina, 35,000 employees, where 175 of them, evidently, if they get vaccinated, they can come back to work. They're gone. I had a bunch of other stories kind of along the same lines. And the healthcare folks are where we're going, hey, we need you to be vaccinated more than everybody else because, well, we don't want you to get other people sick. What power does the president have? Does he have the authority to do this? Does the Department of Labor have the ability to do this? I'm curious your thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, We know that there is no question that having staff in any healthcare setting who are unvaccinated poses threats to patient safety and to fellow staff. So it's a, you know, we don't want unvaccinated workers putting people at risk. It's a public health issue, and certainly healthcare providers, need to be at the forefront of that. President Biden does have that authority, and he's used that authority through the conditions of participation in Medicaid and Medicare. So any healthcare facility that is reimbursed by Medicaid or Medicare needs to meet certain conditions to be able to be reimbursed. And so one of these conditions is to ensure that folks that work in those facilities are vaccinated. There have been surprisingly some low rates of hospital and nursing home facility staff who have not been vaccinated, high rates of folks who have not been vaccinated. And so this is another step that the president can take, and it's a tool in the toolbox. And at this point, we know to get out of this situation we're in, we need as many people to be vaccinated as we can get vaccinated. And again, this is another tool that's available, and it's good to see that he's using the tools that he has.
Are we concerned that there will be at some point a mass exodus of people? Because we keep hearing these stories that, well, I'm not going to do it, I'm going to leave. And we hear a lot of people saying that out loud, but the numbers yet haven't borne that out. Are we expecting that?
Well, I think if you look at history, we would say no, that we are not expecting that, that mandates really do motivate people to act like their peers. And in fact, the vaccine mandates are actually quite popular in polls. So we know in the past that mandates have helped achieve high immunization rates for other diseases in schools and healthcare facilities. And even national polls are showing that about a third of unvaccinated respondents are saying that they would get the COVID vaccine if their employer required it of them. And the examples that we're seeing are actually bearing that out. So, you know, in the healthcare system in particular, those that implemented early vaccine mandates have retained over 99% of their workforce. So sure, there's going to be issues, but there's a number of examples that I can share of where we're seeing that it actually does work. And, in fact, the public is in support of mandates, and in some polls are saying that they would consider quitting if their employers didn't mandate the vaccine. So
see, that's the story we don't hear enough of, because, I know a number of workplaces where the handful, the loudest, the loudest ones are getting all the attention. I'm never getting a vaccine. Well, you have a choice. And look, I'm not saying that we should be tying people down and jabbing them in the arm. I'm not saying we should be forcing them to have it. But, with choices come consequences. And the consequence here is, sorry, you can't be around the rest of us.
Exactly. I mean, the consequence is for all of us to be at risk from folks that don't want to be vaccinated. So, again, there's examples across both the public and private sector of where this is working. So Tyson Foods has a mandate. Even Fox Corporation has a mandate. They have 90% of employees who have been vaccinated since they put their vaccine requirement in. States are doing it. The state of Washington, the state of New York, and they're seeing the numbers are going up and folks are getting vaccinated. And so I think the evidence is showing that vaccine mandates do work and that they're popular. And I think the other issue is that they are good for the economy, because we know that the most effective way to return safely to full economic activity is by being vaccinated. And so this is one way to get those numbers up.
Yeah. Now, we just saw that YouTube is saying that they're going to take down all of the anti-vax information. And I'm not a big censorship fan. But on a certain level, when you're just outright making things up, which is what a lot of this seems, some of this stuff seems to be, maybe you have to address some of this, because misinformation seems to be one of the things that I get a lot of. You know, I heard this or I heard that, and they're mostly anecdotal, a cousin of a cousin, or, you know, Nicki Minaj, her cousin's friend's balls are huge because of the vaccine, which you go, I don't know where that came from. But we hear these kind of anecdotal stories. Do you think it's a good idea to take those things down? Do you think it's something we have to do?
I absolutely do. The science is there. The research is there. And there's a pretty stringent process that the vaccines go through in order to be approved. And it's been through all the approval processes and you know, with great results. And I think that we need to make sure that the information that's accurate is getting to folks and that they can make good decisions. And those are barriers. I mean, the biggest divide right now between vaccinated and unvaccinated is political party, which is unfortunate because it really should not be a partisan issue. And, you know, if you look at the states that have implemented mandates, It isn't a partisan issue in terms of some of the states that have made vaccine requirements, and it really shouldn't be.
No,
it should be about public health protection.
No, absolutely, and this is where I started off today going, we're just not a serious people. We're not capable of critically thinking about situations and setting the politics of last November aside. We're evidently not capable of doing that because protecting yourself has now become a political issue. And look, I don't doubt had the former guy won that the other side would be doing kind of the same kind of craziness. I'm frustrated at this lack of critical thought.
Yeah. I think this whole focus on kind of individual freedom negates the fact that we live in a society where you need that in order to have a society work. We have to protect each other. And it's not a unique situation. I mean, we do have seatbelt laws. You can point to plenty of other examples of where we, constrain our own behavior to protect others around us. And I mean, even in the world of vaccines, most of us got them as children, and they were required in order to participate in public school. And so this is just another one, but it has just become, much more politicized than I think is healthy or helpful at this point. And again, we know that if we want to get ourselves out of this situation, vaccination is the way to do it.
But here's the thing, and this is where I point the finger at the extreme right of our political system, and the folks who, like the snake oil salesmen of the past, like the people who are out there selling, dietary supplements and beet juice or whatever it is as the next miracle cure. There seems to be a lot of people who are making profit off of this. And the fact that they're pushing these things that haven't been proven to be effective or even, helpful. Again, it's another one of those things that make me go, misinformation is one thing, but the profiteers, the moneyed interests, they're the ones, I think, making it even worse.
Yeah, I would agree. I think we've just gotten to a place where, people don't know what to trust anymore. And that's why it gets back to, I think, trusted messengers and who can deliver a message to people in a way that they can hear it. And, we hear that often is your personal doctor. Most doctors do support vaccination. And so, finding the way to reach people in a way that they can hear it is still really critical.
Yeah, I haven't met one yet that isn't selling something. And I look at these America's frontline doctors who we just now find out because of the anonymous hackers that they've been making millions off of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and all of this stuff. And again, it infuriates me because we know this. We know there are charlatans and hucksters out there who just want to dive into our pocket and don't really care about you, me, or anyone else. But time and time again, we learn this lesson.
Yeah. And I mean, unfortunately, that's been the world of vaccine politics for a while. And you know, it's an issue with false information about childhood vaccines that people hear it causes this or that and things that are clearly not true and have been proven not to be true. But for some reason, we go back and back to this place over and over and over. But all you have to do is look around you really to see that or follow the data. The folks that are hospitalized are folks who aren't vaccinated, and the folks who are dying predominantly are people who are not vaccinated.
Yeah, I hope folks will take a look at the piece, mandatory COVID-19 vaccination for healthcare workers as a condition for Medicare and Medicaid participation. It's a long title. We'll get some links out on social media how folks can take a look at the work you're doing there, because I think it's important. I think if anyone should be mandated to get the vaccine, it should be the people who are dealing with sick people. Just kind of throwing that out there as a thought.
Absolutely. They're vulnerable people. And, you know, we're doing our best to protect them. And I think, you know, along with those folks who are healthcare workers or providers, I think the other piece that is big news is just Biden's efforts to have the Occupational Safety and Health Administration put in some requirements around large employers. And so that'll be the next piece that's coming. And I think we'll also, you know, take us to another level of protection, which is important.
Yeah, that's only something I've been calling for since, last March. because look, I mean, you brought up Tyson Food a moment ago, and we know that they had some supervisors who were playing kind of a Deadpool kind of thing with their workers, seeing how many people can get infected and doing some really unsavory things. And I would say, look, that's the reason OSHA is here, to protect people in the workplace. So I'm glad to see that Marty Walsh, the Secretary of Labor, and the President are moving in a direction to protect people. Because look, you shouldn't go to work to die. That's just a way to feed your family.
Absolutely. And there are a number of great examples that are circulating in addition. United Airlines is another one that has nearly all of their US-based workforce vaccinated as a result of their mandate. So again, it is doing the job.
Yeah, this is, again, my take on it from the beginning is if we can't figure it out through the wonders of self-governance, capitalism will, because employers don't want to get sued. They don't want their insurance premiums going up. Insurance companies don't want to pay for stuff. It just seems to me that capitalism will move us in that direction. But Jill, I appreciate you taking some time, sharing some thoughts on this, this piece that you guys have put out. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks so much. Nice to talk with you.
You as well. Appreciate the time. Jill Rosenthal. She is the director of public health there at the Center for American Progress. Make sure you check out their website, AmericanProgress.org. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.